The first reading today, this Tuesday in Holy Week, is the second of the servant songs we've talked about. This one is from chapter 49. And now we begin to see how this person was enlightened about the interior reality and the vocation of this servant. This one who comes to restore the whole people to God. Hear me, O islands. Hear, O distant peoples. You see, it's not just the people, Israel, it's the whole world, the islands, the distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth. Now, that's an allusion to Jeremiah, right? I've told you before that the life of Jeremiah is a prophecy. And it also stands for, is the model for the way this man prophesies the servant to come. From my mother's womb he gave me my name. He made of me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver he hid me. You are my servant, he said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Now, a servant has two qualities. One, intimacy with God, and the other is complete obedience. Whenever God says to somebody, Avdi, my servant, is a huge title of honor. And so, this man is going to be very intimate with God, huh? And he's going to do his will. Now, he's called Israel here because in him, the whole vocation of all the people is going to be realized. They are going to finally bring salvation to the world through Jesus Christ, who is God. This is why God chose Israel. Though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord, my recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him, and Israel gathered to him, the dream, all of Israel gathered together again. It happens in heaven. It's not going to happen on this earth that way. And yet, there will be a time, as Paul prophesies in Romans 11, right, when all Israel will be saved. I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Everybody's wearing these little buttons. He lives. See, I will make you a light to the nations. This is Jesus. In the gospel, and we have this classic gospel always in Holy Week, we're given two examples of traitors, Judas and Peter. They're both traitors. One turned him in, the other denied he knew him. Both sinners. And we're said, this is given to us as a gift. Look, it's not a question of who's sinless. There's nobody sinless. It's a question of how you react now. So you have Judas and you have Peter. And so, are we going to be a despairing traitor or a repentant traitor? It's the only options we've got. And so we have this text, huh? And we'll hear, of course, the rest of it during the Passion narrative on Good Friday. And he wept. He saw what he'd done. Now he wept because he just betrayed God's anointed one. But he wept because he'd betrayed his friend. That's the heart of repentance. To love the Lord so much that we're sorry that we've sinned because we've denied him. Oh, we probably didn't out-deny him, but we did. And so this sort of our the church saying, here's your last chance to get ready for the Triduum. Which way are you going to repent? Surely then there must be a grace given to us today by the Holy Spirit to really repent. And to be moved by an awareness of who Jesus is. His love for us. His glory. His divine dignity. But his friendship. And be liberated by his mercy. Liberated by his mercy. Gives us a little touch of purgatory, right? What's the pain in purgatory? We've sinned, and we see his mercy, and we say, look what I did. And we grieve over our sins. And so we can start now, like Peter did.